What has concerned me is the lack of information for Zimbabweans about this dam. It's clear that this has been a problem. The public deserve to know what the dangers are so that people can plan. This is a massive dam. It's going to be Zimbabwe's largest inland dam. And clearly it's in trouble. We don't know how much trouble it's in, whether it's going to break or not. But Triangle, Hippo, and all the communal farmers downstream of this dam, the national parks people in Gonare Zoe, all the people who've got lodges on the Save, they all need to know. And, of course, the people of Mozambique need to know. So that has been my concern. I think that there needs to be more transparency. We need to understand the situation very clearly. It's wrong just to say that there's a disaster. The public need to know what the nature of the problem is so that people can plan. I'm told by engineers that, you know, there are a variety of things that they're trying to do to rectify the problem, and that's for the professionals to deal with. And where have I got this information from? People write to me. I was an accessible minister, and I remain an accessible, you know, private citizen. They've asked me to publicise what's going on, which is what I've done. Insufficient money was allocated, and the one concrete wall that faces the water was not completed because there were delays. If that is correct, well, clearly that's a problem.